Hey everyone, welcome to What Else Could Be Possible from Arizona. I'm on spring break, or I had a spring day. BYU gives you a day, so that was on Friday, and it's now Monday, but I'm going back tonight, so I'm playing hooky and skipping a day of school to be with my family. And I love coming to Arizona. It's fabulous. And so I'm just out here on my back porch with my pride and joy. That's my dog, Stella. She's the cutest thing ever. Stella! Hey! Stella! Okay, there she is. Okay, you can go back to sleep. Sorry. She's getting a little old. And so she can't really hear or see as well. But she's my favorite. We have another dog named Hobbs, who's also really cute. But Stella's my favorite. I'll just show you my view. It's kind of nice. It's my backyard. Get to see the little orange tree over the wall right there. So anyway, I just wanted to riff really fast. Hang on, let me get this set up. I want to talk about religion and spirituality. I think that's my main phrase for this podcast / vlog. Because it's just been on my mind a lot, specifically fatality. I hope that's a word. I hope I'm using that in the right context. I was having this conversation with my dad the other night, and I'm pretty sure that's the word he kept using, fatality. And when I say fatality, I don't mean like danger, like it's fatal. I mean fatality coming from the word fate. I've always been a religious person. I've always belonged to the religion that I'm part of now, and it's always been great. I've always enjoyed it. And growing up, you know, you become your own person. You develop your own identity, and you have this coming of age when you're like, oh, like I have my own personality now, and I have my own beliefs, and some things that my parents taught me, I have to reevaluate, and I don't know if I believe in those things anymore. And so that has kind of been, I feel like joining coaching and hiring a coach for myself has kind of been the catalyst to bring me to that next step of my life, next phase of my life, from, you know, just the person I've always been to the person who's becoming an adult and believing new things and deciding what she believes. 'Cause coaching is awesome, but I also can understand why there's this idea that you cannot be religious and like be involved in the coaching / manifestation / spiritual community. I'm starting to understand that now, because this community, which I lump all of those things in the same community, like coaching, manifestation, like spiritual, like create your own reality, law of attraction, secret sort of thing, like that's all in the same category to me. And it's all very focused on you and how you are the creator of your own life and the curator of everything. And it's all about your own thoughts and beliefs, and that's how you create your own, the life that you want. And based on your thoughts and belief systems, like your reality is based on what your current thoughts and belief systems are. Like you're always creating your own reality. Whereas religion, I think there's this idea of like, you have to be like, it's not up to you. You have to do these things, like you have to do certain things, certain good, righteous things in order to earn like blessings in your life. There's like that, but also there's this idea of why do bad things happen to good people? Oh, because it's all up to God. Like, God just, he'll give you a certain trial. He'll make something really hard for this person because this person needs to learn that lesson. And I feel like I just want to say my thoughts on this because I kind of agree with both sides of this argument, and I don't think that they have to be competing against one another. But once I got really involved in this community, I'm like, oh, I don't really think I agree with like the whole like, oh, something good happened to me. Oh, it was a blessing from God. Like, God let that thing happen to me. Because this community teaches you so much of like, you create good things in your life. Like, you are in charge of that. And that is something that I still believe in. I took off my sweatshirt because it's too hot. So that's something that I still believe in, that you can create your life. And once I decided that I believed that, I was kind of shook a little bit because I'm like, well, this religion I've been part of my whole life, they kind of have been preaching like, oh, well, God just gives you blessings. He just chooses, okay, I'm going to let this good thing happen to you now, or I'm going to let this tragedy happen to your family now. And so I was kind of like, whoa, what does this mean about my religion and my relationship with God? Is it all a lie sort of thing? And I've thought about that for a long time. And I just want to share my thoughts about it now, because in case anybody else is kind of wondering that, in case there's anybody out there that's like, how can you still be religious and believe that you create your own reality and stuff? Like, how does that work? Because I still am religious. I've made the choice that I want to belong to a religion, to the religion I belong to now, for many reasons, even though it's not perfect and there's still like questions that I have, that's still a choice that I want to make. And I still hold on to this belief, this fact, I just think it's a straight up fact, that you create your own reality. I think people have made this up. I don't think, at least in my church, I don't think there's any like doctrine or something that says like, oh, God decides your fate and you have nothing to do with it. I think it's just a lot of people that I've heard, people that I know and friends that have said like, well, I don't know what I did to deserve this, but like, God's trying to teach me something, like that sort of thing. Like, I don't think that's actually indoctrinated. I think, yeah, I've just heard people say that. And so I think and believe and know that our lives are meant to be a co-creation with God. And this is where the hippy-dippy people get very spiritual, and they're like, yes, the universe, Mother Earth, is on my side to make everything that I want to come to fruition. I believe that God is working with us to He will make what we want to have happen a reality as long as we do our part. And I think our part involves a lot of emotional work, a lot of like shadow work is what people call it, a lot of getting clear on a lot of like uprooting past trauma, getting clear on what you want and working through the obstacles as to why working through the reasons that your brain holds on to as to why you can't have certain things. Because I really do believe in becoming an energetic match for something. I believe that God has created humans in such an incredible, complex, energetic way so that I'm trying so hard right now to say this in a way that makes sense. I've listened to so many manifestation gurus explain this, but let me try and explain it in my own way. If we have too many subconscious blocks that in our subconscious brain that are like, that tell us and believe it's not safe to have something, then we are sending out an energetic signal to like God and the universe and the world saying, I'm not available for this, don't bring it to me. And so it's up to us to remove those blocks and create safety in our body and our subconscious minds. And when we do that, when we open the space and create safety and work through those blocks, then we send a signal to the God, to God and universe and the world that says, I am open and available to this. And then from there, it has to come to you. Like, the thing that you want has to come. It has to manifest in your life. And I don't think that that makes God any less omniscient, any less powerful, any less of a supreme being. I just think that he created us in such a way that that is how we can make things in our life happen. Like, he has given us the power to create incredible things with him, with his help, but we have to do our part too in creating space for those things. If you want to learn more about, like, the science and, like, the physics behind, like, creating enough, like, energy in your body so that the atoms are positive and they're sending out, like, your, like, electromagnetic fields is, like, literally drawing things to you. Like, that I don't, like, I've learned about it, but honestly not enough to explain it right now. If you are interested in learning that, because I think that's true too, I would look up, like, Abraham Hicks and Catherine Zinkina and, Dr. Bob Proctor, may he rest in peace. He taught a lot about that. There's, like, and gosh, so many other people, like, probably, like, Joe Dispenza and, what's that guy's name? Like, anybody on The Secret who's featured on The Secret, like, go look them up, go watch their content on YouTube, and those people have so much knowledge on this sort of thing, and, like, the science behind manifesting things, and how, like, your body physically changes, like, whatever. I can't explain it right now, but it's a real thing that I believe in. And anyway, I just believe in that. I just believe that that is how God has made it. That's how he's done things. And so that being said, like, we can create our own lives. Like, I know, and I know that I can create the life that I want, that I am the curator of my own life. And that doesn't mean that God is not God and he's not in charge. I'm not saying I'm more powerful than God in at all. I don't believe that. I'm just saying he has put some of his power in us, I think. Like, he's made us into really incredible beings that can create incredible results with his help. It's all a co-creation process. It's not like, oh, I'm in charge and God is just not, like, I don't want to think that either. I really like the thought of having a God who is our Father and who has created us and loves us and has given us the power and the ability to create an amazing life for ourselves. And this might be really triggering for some people who don't believe that, but, like, sorry. I just believe, and I know that this is, that you can become the creator of your own life with God's help. And that, and like, honestly, if this is triggering, like, I would, because I'm not saying that I don't think God is real. I absolutely do and know that he is and that he is omniscient and all those things. And I would just be like, I would invite you to question why it's so triggering. Like, if it's really hard for you to believe and accept that you can have a more active role in creating your life. Because I would question that. Because there's probably something there. Because, like, I personally don't like the idea of fate. This is what I was saying at the beginning. It's like, my dad and I were just talking about fatalities. Like, we belong to this church, but we don't believe in fatality. That it's just like, well, this is just what happens. Like, if your life is horrible, if a person is in, I don't want to be too harsh. If you don't like your life, if you want more money, if you're in poverty, or if a person is in poverty, I believe it's because they have, I don't want to say created, but fallen into that. Like, there's a lot of generational trauma that is dumped into us from previous generations, and that can have a big weight on, that can have a big hold on our life and the way that we create results. Like, that might affect our ability to create bigger and better things for ourselves. If your family has always been in poverty, then it makes sense if you're in poverty, like, because that's generational trauma and beliefs about poverty and money passed down to you that you have to work through. And once you work through that, then you can get more wealthy. That's just a random example. But, like, I really just don't think that, I don't want anybody to think that if they are living a life that they do not like and do not want, that it's just fate and that God is just like, this is just how it is for you in particular. Like, there's something you can do to change it. There's a reason it's there in the first place, and you have the power to change it, to create a bigger and better life for yourself. But it does require work, and that's why coaching is so awesome and it's so important, because coaches, what I do, and yeah, just what coaches do, is they help you identify generational trauma and blocks that are in your subconscious mind that are preventing you from making bigger strides and creating better things for yourself. Because I really don't think God wants us to just be like, this is just how it is. Like, I know that's not true. Because I subscribed to that way of thinking for so many years. And then I did something about it. And now I have a life that I really love and I'm so proud of. And I know I could have stayed in that way of thinking of just like, it's fate. This is just how it is for me. And if I would have stayed in that mindset, my life would not look the way it does now, but I chose to change it. And I hired a coach and I worked through generational trauma and thought patterns that weren't serving me. And that's how I can create what I have now. And I feel different energetically. Like, I feel like I'm just open and available for more. And there's so much more to come for me. But years ago, I did not feel as like energetically free as I do now, because I was having so many subconscious thought patterns were weighing me down that just weren't serving me. So all that to say, in conclusion, my thesis is, or theses are said at the beginning of essays, so never mind. My wrap up here is that I think it's very possible to be both spiritual and be a heavy, to be heavily involved in like the manifestation coaching spiritual community and be religious and believe that God is omniscient. And I think those can absolutely coexist. Like, I'm still a religious person and I'm very heavily part of this community, and I know that I can create my own reality, and that doesn't make God any less powerful in my eyes. And I'm not elevating myself to be bigger or better than God, but I do have power within me from God to create my own reality, and it's a co-creation. And so I don't think these have to be in such big in battle with each other. So I think that's all I want to say right now, is I just don't believe in fate. If you have a circumstance that you don't like, then you're creating it. You manifested it, which that might be hard to hear, but the good news is that you can also change it. You can manifest something better for yourself because you have that power within yourself. And that's why I'm here as a coach, to help you do that. So if you're interested in changing your life and you have results that you don't like, send me a DM and enroll in my coaching program, because it comes with weekly coaching calls with me, where we talk about your goals and why you aren't there yet and what is in you, why your brain doesn't think it's safe to have those things. But also my curriculum sets you up to be able to do this process for the rest of your life on your own, even beyond our time working together. So it's an amazing program. I've used the steps for years that I teach in that program and to completely change my life. So yeah, slide into my DMs at miranda.renee.smith on the Insta, and I'll talk to you later. And there's my dog one last time, because she's so cute. Stella! Okay, we won't bother her anymore, but have a great week. Bye.